I was a professional singer, and that is one of the very first songs I ever sang. I sang the verse. You remember that, don't you? On it. Great song. It's different now. It is different now since He saved my soul. If you've got your Bibles, go with me to Psalm chapter 80. I've been working a bit through the Psalms on these first and third Wednesday nights, these times of prayer that we have. I've been working through the Psalms gradually. And let's go a different direction occasionally, but something caught my eye in the 80th chapter of Psalm. And one particular thought, particularly at the end, that I want to share with you that I believe the Lord will help us with. If you're physically able, just join me by rising to your feet as we honor the public reading of God's Word. I just want to look at one verse, if we could. If you found your place, say amen. Look at verse number 4. The Bible says, O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou, listen to this, be angry against the prayers of thy people? Isn't that interesting? How long wilt thou be angry against the prayers of thy people? I want to talk to you just a little while around this verse tonight. Father, help us, I pray. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we have a copy of it in our hands. Lord, we can carry it with us home. We can study it. We can read it. We're grateful, Lord, for this blessed book. And as we were talking earlier, Father, give us a true hunger in our heart for the Word of God. Teach us some things tonight. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Psalm chapter 80, it's very evident, it's very made clear to us that it is written by Asaph. And as you read the inscription of it, you can see it is ascribed to him and by him, but it is also very clear that it is it was written by Asaph, but it was also something that was given by the during the Davidic kingdom. In other words, when David was the king, he was a contemporary of David. They were living in the same time period. And Psalm chapter 80 was given to us during a period when God's judgment was upon the people of God. Now we know, reading all through the Word of God, that God's judgment was on the people of God all the time. I imagine it would shock us, it would frighten us, you and I, in our lives today, if we only knew how often the judgment of God was really upon us. How many things were withheld that were good from God, from our lives, because of the things that we were involved with, the things we were guilty of, the unconfessed sin that was in our lives. So when we look at the story of Israel and the children of God in the wilderness and even in their homeland, and we think about all the different times they had rebelled and sinned against God through idolatry, and how God constantly had them in captivity. God constantly was judging them in their national existence. When we look at that, it's easy to get the idea sometimes that, man, these were some messed up people, and they were. They had their problems. Just remember, that's a public knowledge now of God's judgment that was upon them. But you and I have judgment on our lives on a regular basis. There's no doubt for things that we just have that are sin, open rebellion against the Lord. And one day those things are going to be revealed. I personally believe that America right now is experiencing judgment from God in a lot of different ways. There's no way that you have such confusion and delusion in a nation without there being a level of God's judgment and His hand of blessing that is removed from a country. We've heard it said so many times, one of the ways that God judges a nation is by the wicked leaders that a nation has. We've experienced that. And we are seeing a lot of those things that are out, just outright unrighteousness that is going on. So when we think of God's people in Israel, don't think that they are the only ones that have ever experienced God's judgment. Many of us are here tonight and we have it on our lives, experiencing God's judgment, and we don't even realize it. We don't even know that God's hand has been removed from us. So tonight, when we pray, one of the key things we need to do is make sure we get our life, our heart, totally right with God, thoroughly, completely right with God, that whatever judgment may be on our life, God in His mercy will remove it and put it under the blood, those sins, that He'd be able to smile on our life again and show His kindness to our lives again. But it's written during this time, during a period when God's judgment was upon the people of God. But when we come to this fourth verse in the 80th chapter of Psalm, it is here that we are given a few different things, but three particular that I want to point out to you tonight. Prayers from the people of God, and three things that just really jumped right out at me about how they broke their prayer down and the prayer that God's people were making and the psalmist was making public in this division. I notice he's with me. First of all, we see that there was a mighty warrior that they spoke of, a mighty warrior. Now, when you read this fourth verse, it's easy to look at it and just see, my goodness, I don't see the Braveheart story in this. I don't see that ultimate warrior here. I don't see it in these first few words. But never forget, there is not one word in God's Word that is there by accident. Not one word that is there that does not have a meaning. The configuration of every word is critically, critically, critically important. And I reinforce again, it is so important that you study the wording in the Scripture to find out exactly what the Lord is saying. Now with that in mind, remember also, and I'll deal with this again, God willing, on Sunday, but remember also that whenever you see names in the Bible, it means something as well, especially when you're talking about God. You'll see sometimes the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll see Jesus Christ. You'll see Christ Jesus. You'll see it put in a lot of different ways. You'll see all caps in the word Lord. That means something. Jehovah God. It always means something. So when you look at verse number 4, he says right here, O Lord God of hosts. Those words, O Lord God of hosts, are telling us something very critical and very important that we don't need to miss in our study tonight. When he uses those words, O Lord God of hosts, what he is actually talking about is he is making a reference to a God who is a mighty warrior. In other words, what the psalmist is telling us here is we have exhausted all of our means. We no longer have the ability to be able to fight the battles that we are raging, be able to survive in the judgment that we are experiencing right now on our own. He's saying we've tried. We've made every effort that we can to be able to make it through this time, survive the judgment of God, survive this difficult period that we are in. And we tried everything that we know to do in our own flesh, but we are unable to do it. And so therefore, we are not able to overcome our enemies. We keep getting licked by them. We keep getting beat down. It is frustrating to us. And we are at the point in our national existence as a people, as individuals, is the application we can make to our life. We are at the point in our existence right now. We are at the end of our rope, and we're no longer even going to try to fight our battles anymore. So therefore, we are calling out to a mighty warrior. We are calling out to the God, the warrior. It is referring those words, God, the God of hosts here. It is referring, when you see that word host, it is referring to a divine warrior. It is talking about a soldier that is much bigger than you or I. It is talking about a strategy that comes from the heavenly government that is the only strategy that is going to be able to deliver you from the struggle and the judgment and the battle of life that you may be faced with today. I don't know about you, but I have had time after time after time in my life, I really have, where I have come to the end of myself. I've been to a spot where I have tried fighting every battle that I had to fight in my life, and I kept losing the battle. I kept going after it in my own strength. I kept going after it in my own power. And time again, I kept falling flat on my face. Getting nowhere. You ever been there? Yeah, I mean, you just get nowhere. And if you've ever been in that situation before, you know how frustrating it is. You feel like, my goodness, I'm wasting my life. I'm questioning everything about my life. You ever been there? Questioning why this is happening. Why am I in this spot right now that I am in? You're questioning everything. You better be careful when you go to questioning spiritual things. It's a dangerous thing because then you're going to start questioning things in this book, and it just continues to go on and on and on, and you're on a slippery slope there. But there have been times when I was at my wits' end. I was at the end of my rope. And I realized all the money I could throw at something was not fixing the problem. Every doctor visit that I made, every medication that I took, Every effort that I made to be able to hire this person, or every effort that I made to be able to get this set up or that set up, or make this decision with this issue with my family or that issue, I'm doing it on my own. I'm trying to fix it myself, and I'm getting nowhere in it. I'm at the end of myself, and I realize I got to have something and somebody bigger than who I am. The greatest day in our life with the struggle that you're fighting with and you're dealing with is when you come to that spot where you realize you've got to have somebody bigger than you. That's where God wants you. I never forget, I've told you before, Brother Haney stood up years ago. He was in the booth. I never forget it. And we were having a testimony service, a sweet service, and he said, God brought me to the point where he reminded me he does not need my help. May we constantly live our lives at that point. God does not need your help. Doesn't need my help. His hand is sovereign. His mind is infinite. He knows how to handle it all. And so the psalmist here says to the people of God, hey, we're at the end of our rope. We're at a place right now where we need a mighty warrior to step into our situation and step into our life. Not only the mighty warrior does he speak about. In other words, they are now setting their attention to God, and they're on the right path now. But notice what has brought them to this point. Not only the mighty warrior, but then he does this. He talks about the mentioned waiting. I don't want to labor this long here because I talked about this Sunday morning. Waiting and waiting and waiting. The patience that David said. Remember that? He said, how long am I going to have to be patient, Lord? Remember those words? It's talking about waiting, waiting, waiting a little bit more. But we see it again right here in the fourth verse of chapter number 80. Look at it further with me. He says, O Lord God of hosts, he said, I need my mighty warrior. I need God's intervention. I'm at the end of myself. Now look at this. How long wilt thou be angry against the prayers of thy people? Underscore those words. How long? Those gripped my heart. They got my attention because I live in that world sometimes. How long? How long? How long? How long? When they said those words, how long? What they were basically saying, they were saying, Lord, Lord, mighty warrior, oh my mighty deliverer by whom I need. They're saying, Lord, we're still here. And Lord, we're still waiting. Still here. Hang on nowhere, Lord. Still here. You ever had the feeling in your mind, your life, God don't even know where you're at? The only, if you ever had that feeling, let me just say this. The only reason you have that feeling is you've left the side of God. God ain't gone nowhere. It's not that God's left you, it's you've left God. And so therefore you're looking around and you're saying, my goodness, there used to be a time when I could just look to my right, my left, in front of me, behind me. God was all on me. He was all over me. He was in every direction that I looked. I was that close to Him. I could reach out and I could touch Him. I could speak to Him. He could hear me. And it was evident God was that close to me. But now I'm looking around and here I am. I'm in an absolute mess. I got all kinds of problems. I got all kinds of issues. Life is falling apart. And God don't even know where I'm at. And if we're not careful, we'll blame God for that. We'll say, God, this is your fault. And can I just suggest to you, nothing is ever God's fault. Not anything is ever God's fault. Whenever we have God's judgment on our life, whenever we find ourselves in a mess because we got out of the will of God, don't ever attach a but to that. But, God, I wouldn't be in this, but... No. There's something that is traced back somewhere in our life. You and I just fouled something up real good and real big. God has nothing to do with it. We messed it up in a big way. And so here we are in this spot. God just seems to be nowhere near us. We're just saying, Lord, how long? Just like the psalmist is saying here, how long are we going to have to, we're going to have to wait? How long until God shows, until God answers my prayer? This is a psalm of prayer, as we'll see right now. A mighty warrior that he talks about. Not only this mighty warrior, but this mentioned waiting that they were in. How long? How long? How long? But notice the third thing that we see right here. There was a miserable withdrawal. the miserable withdrawal. And this is the heart of what I want us to see here in just a minute, and I will be finished. You look further at the verse. Well, look at the whole thing. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Look at that word, angry. What he's saying, right, this word is making a reference to God's judgment is what it is. And this is how we know one of the main reasons that God's judgment was on His people. He was displeased. God ever been displeased with you and you've known it? I mean, you've known it? It is a miserable feeling. When you know you've messed a whole lot of stuff up, God's displeased with you, it's evident. You're looking for God, blaming stuff on Him even in ways. It's evident. There is nothing more miserable in the world than knowing that you've messed this stuff up. You're having to wait. You need a warrior to come in because you've made such a mess of things you realize you can't fix it. What a good reminder it is to us that if we would always remember He's the only one who could fix it, we would probably never find ourselves in a place where He has to come fix it. It's remarkable how much we mess these things up. He says, I need to worry. I'm waiting right now. But what's really bothering me so much is there's been this withdrawal in my life. Angry against the people. Angry against the prayer of thy people. He's saying, how long until you're going to hear our prayer? The psalmist is saying, not only, dear Lord, not only are you not answering our prayer, but God, you can't even hear our prayer. How far away we are. You can't even hear my prayer. Could I encourage you tonight? Don't ever take prayer for granted. Don't ever take prayer for granted. If you've ever been in a situation where you are asking how long? When are you going to step in? When are you going to show yourself one way or another? Give me some clarity. When? If you've ever been in that situation, is there anything more miserable that there can be than knowing that God isn't even hearing you? Not a matter of just not answering you, God can't even hear. I am literally all by myself. In this instance, the psalmist is saying, God, it's not only that you're not answering, but we are now understanding you're not even hearing. They did not realize, listen closely, how valuable prayer was until they came to the point where they realized that God no longer even heard them. God no longer even heard them. And then they began to understand. I would to God that I could get my prayers answered. I would to God that the Lord would hear me now. And they learned how valuable prayer really was when they really realized that God wouldn't even hear. Can God even hear your prayer tonight? What is in your life that is hindering you? We take prayer for granted. We don't realize how big it is in our lives until we're in a situation where we've got to have it. We are all alone. We need a warrior. We're in the middle of a bunch of waiting right now. There's been a withdrawal. We'd give anything to have been in a situation where God would have heard us the very first second that we called out and cried out. And we didn't have to spend the first hour and a half of our life getting clean. You keep a short sin list, friend. You're not going to have time to get clean when your car's driving off that lit cliff. You keep a short sin list. Make sure your life is right. God's people here learned that there had been a withdrawal of the ear and the heart of God from their prayer. Devastating. How many of our prayers aren't getting answered because they're not even getting heard because of all the smoke? the stuff. We got it. What's your prayer request tonight? What's the thing you're struggling with? What are you needing a warrior for? What are you waiting on? You need to study your life and see, has the hand of God been withdrawn from you? It's valuable. I need you. I hope tonight that you'll do that. I know that I am. A few things that we need to pray about tonight. I trust the Word of God has helped you in some way tonight and it has shown us some things. The Lord certainly did to me today. I want you to keep these things in mind, if you would, as we pray tonight. We need to pray for Amy, and that God will step into this and work in this. They're basically, did you hear anything today? Basically, they're just in a waiting period to know what is next. I think they're at the point right now that, that they're trying to figure out the treatment, whether it be the chemotherapy or clinical or whatever, trying to figure out what's going to be the treatment. And we really need to pray. So ladies, I want every one of you tonight that will go and get around this dear lady. Because it's a situation right now, you need a warrior to step in. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you, isn't it, man? It's bigger. And you need God to step in. And remember, the church prayers matter. We learned that from Acts 12, didn't we? Just a week or so ago, the church of God prayed and God moved. And I believe He'll do that. I really do. Be praying for the Farleys tonight. They're in Maine. They're doing well. They had a great service on Sunday at their home. They're sending church out there, up there. Be praying for them as they prepare to travel back. All is going well. They'll be out for another 5 weeks, but be praying for them. Good to see Dad and Joyce here tonight. Be praying for them. They'll be leaving again Wednesday for Greenville, South Carolina, a week of meetings. Be praying for that need, if you will. Keep praying for Rome Baptist. We talked about that Sunday. You're aware of that. I mentioned Brother Charlie Latta. He had some oral surgery today. He's doing fine. It's about a four-hour surgery that he was out. He can't talk, but if you want to shoot him or Doris a text, I know they would enjoy that and appreciate that. If you don't have their number, get with myself or my wife. We'll get it to you. If you don't have it already, if you don't have a church directory, get that to us. Get to us, and we'll get that in your hands as well so you can do that. But reach out to him. Miss him when they're not here, and just let him know you're praying for him. God will help them. Pray for Joyce Hall. She's got a matter in her life tonight that is unusual. And be praying for that situation, okay? And God knows what that is, and it's a big matter. And be praying for that, if you would. I want you to pray for my nephew, Eli. Eli is 18 now, I guess, right? Or is he still 17? All right, about to be 18. Eli had to have oral surgery as well this morning, but on the 30th, I believe September the 30th, he's having to have some pretty serious back surgery, and he's got several problems and really facing some challenges right now, and very serious issues, and we really would appreciate you helping us pray about those matters. Now, I do want to mention our nation tonight. We've got less now than 7 weeks to go in this election, 48 whatever days remaining. We need to pray that God will have mercy on our land. A country that doesn't deserve mercy, kindness to a people who haven't been kind to Him. We understand that. And this group of people, I believe this group of people right here alone can change things through prayer. I believe that. I believe God will change things through one individual's prayer. I really do. And we need to pray, folks. We need to ask. There's going to be a lot of rumors going around about things that can happen this way or that way, unrest and all that kind of stuff. And we just need to ask God to help us. This has everything to do with the gospel. Now, the Lord may come back and get us. We won't worry about or have to have anything to do with that. It, you know, may not even matter when it comes to that aspect. But if He didn't, and if He left us here a while, this affects the gospel. This nation sending the gospel to the world. If you're serious about getting Jesus to lost people, you need to pray for this situation. Please be praying for our leaders and everything. I'm going to start on this side quickly. If you've got something that we don't, I hope you've got a prayer list, but if you don't, we don't already have on the prayer list, if we need an update on or anything, throw your hand up and let us know right here on this side. Yes, ma'am. How many of us have got an unspoken request, that burden laying heavy on our heart? God knows. Yes, ma'am. Tiffany's dad's battling some cancer right now, and good prognosis, I think, overall, but be praying for that. That's going to be tough. Be praying for that. Did I see another hand over here? Fold up. Did you have any hand? I think there's children involved too. I need to pray for 3 children. Serious matters, folks. Pray for that. Thank you, Chris. Who here in the center? Tom.
Michael Atwood, living in Greenville, Georgia.
Michael Atwood. This is Tom's friend. Personal friend. Michael Atwood. With the virus. Be praying for that. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Pray for Miss Patsy. Miss her. Miss all of you when you're not here. Miss Patsy. She's precious. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's pray for Chris. Miss C and Chris. That's nice guy. Let's pray for Chris. Let's pray for Chris. Who else here? Yes, ma'am. Let's pray for Karen. And Karen and Ricky. Lord knows. We ask the Lord to help you. We're facing a lot. Do that. Thank the Lord his MRI came back okay. Ethan is normal. Hey. God knows the details. God knows. Amen. With the words in my mouth, meditation in my heart. Let's pray for that. One word will make or break it. The right word will be said. Amen. Anybody over here, this side? Yes, ma'am. Miss Kathy. Hey, amen. Pray that God will use that meeting, the DC Awakening. They're going to be having a tent revival on government land property up there. Is it on the National Mall, isn't it? Burn the church, don't kill the grass, though. My bad, that slipped out. Hey, man, it's a big deal. That's great. We'll pray for that. That's a hope that we need to follow. Keep us posted on that. Pray for that. Amen. I'd love to go to that meeting. Say what now? Really? Amen. Good. Amen. Let's really pray. God could, boy, wouldn't it be great if a fire broke out up there? A spiritual fire. I've seen enough other fire. I pray that a spiritual fire will break out. I'll clarify that, Lord. You know my heart. Praying God will move there. Who else over here? Anybody? Yes, ma'am. All right. Joel, come start us off up here if you would. Folks, I encourage you, if you want to find you a spot, this place is set aside to pray, and I encourage you to find you a spot and do that up here, right down these sides. Go find you a spot in the choir. Go find you a spot wherever. Yeah. 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 MacArthur is basically daring them to throw him in jail. God bless him. He has taken a stand, and God bless him for it. Now get out and find a man, find a lady, and pray. Folks, you need to get a hold of God. Pray for the services on Sunday. Pray that God will intervene. God will move. Pray for your needs in life. Pray for these different needs. Joe, lead us. Let's get a hold of the Lord tonight.
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight. God, thanking you, Father, for the message tonight. God, thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer, God. And I pray, Lord, that our hearts will be right, Father, to where, God, we can reach the throne of grace, Lord. You can hear and answer our prayer. God, we need you, Father, now. Lord, more than ever, God, in these times, God, where everything that was right is wrong. Lord, everything that was wrong is right in this world, God. Lord, I never thought I would see a day, Lord, where our nation, God, was here in this position. But God, we are. Lord, here we are, Father. And I pray, God, that you help us, God. Give us wisdom. Lord, you warned us in your word what it would be like in the last days. And God, we're so close to those times, God. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, for... Lord, each request that was mentioned tonight, Lord, for those that are battling cancer, God, I pray, Lord, you touch their bodies. Father, I pray for the unspoken needs. God, I pray for James's boys, God, Caleb and Lance. God, get a hold of their heart, Father, Lord. I pray, God, you just open their eyes. God, if they're your children, God, I pray, Lord, that you take them to the woodshed, Father. Do what you got to do, Father, to get back in the house. God, and I pray, Lord, you just open their eyes. Lord, I do pray, Father, for John MacArthur and those gentlemen, preachers and pastors there in California, God, that are taking a stand for you. God, I pray, Lord, you just, God, give them courage, God. And I pray, Lord, you, God, win many souls, Father, for your glory. Lord, I believe that's why, God, you do the things you do. God, I pray, Lord, that you just to be with those men as they take a stand, God. And Lord, I pray the light, Father, will shine through, God, those churches. Lord, help them to reach the lost, God. May the lost see, Lord, that the people of God, Father, depend on you. And Lord, I pray, God, you'll give victory there, Father. Lord, I pray for Brother D.R., Brother David, God, as the Voice of Hope Ministries there. Lord, as they set the tent up in Washington, God, I pray, Lord, that you put your hand, Lord, all on that place, God. And I pray, Lord, the Holy Spirit, even now, Lord, will move in those cities, God, in those streets, God, in those homes, those houses, God. And I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, Father, will deal with hearts. God, soften those hard hearts. God, I pray, Lord, they'll see something there in the men of God and the women of God. Lord, they've never seen before, Father. And I pray the Holy Spirit will have liberty, God, to deal with the hearts. God, may souls, Father, many, many souls be saved there, Father. Lord, in that revival, God, help us to do our part. God, and pray. Lord, uplift, God, as we come before the throne of grace. God, begging you, Father, Lord, to do a work there, God, that only you can do, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, you just save souls, change lives, God. Lord, take those homeless people, God, and give them hope. God, take those, Father, that seem to have no hope, God, and show them, Lord, that you are hope. Lord, I pray, Father, you just anoint that meeting, God. Anoint the preachers, God, the singers, God, that are invited there. Lord, do a work, God, that only you can do. We pray for our country. Lord, our nation, Father, we pray for our president, God, our representatives. Oh, God, I pray for the upcoming election, God, that you'll be glorified and magnified. God, we pray for your mercy, God, and grace in these times. God, we deserve, Father, your wrath. God, we deserve your justice. But God, we beg for your grace. God, we beg for your mercy tonight, God. Oh, Lord, as Jeremiah said, Lord, in wrath, oh, God, please remember mercy, Father. God, please remember mercy. Lord, I pray for those here tonight, God, that have family members, friends, God, that are lost. I pray, God, you'll deal with their heart. God, help us to be a light this week. God, I pray, Lord, you help us to be a witness, Father, in the way, God. Lord, help us to knock on doors. Help us to take advantage, Father. Lord, that stranger, God, that may cross our paths. God, help us to give the gospel, God. Lord, help us to invite them to church, Father. God, do a work that only you can do. God, I pray, Lord, it be our desire. God, everyone here in this place, Lord, I pray, God, it be our desire, Lord, to come across someone that needs the gospel. God, I pray, Lord, if you just help us, God, to get courage. God, get boldness, Lord. God, to be able to speak to someone, God. Lord, to be able to tell somebody about the good news of the gospel, Father. Lord, tell them about what happened in our lives when you saved us, God. Lord, I pray for our pastor and his family, God. You just continue using him. God, giving him a burden, God. Lord, a vision, Father, for what you have us to do here at Linwood Baptist Church. God, I pray for our missionaries, Lord, those that are on deputation, God, keep them safe. God, I pray, Lord, you meet their needs, Father. God, do a work, Father, only you can do. We pray for the Albertsons and the Fardies, God. Lord, our home missionaries, Lord, I pray, God, you just anoint them, use them. God, as they travel abroad, God, spreading the gospel. God, give them souls for their labor. God, we thank you for their willingness to serve and to go. God, to leave behind things that, Lord, they've always known, Lord, and go to a strange land, a strange people. God, to reach those that don't love you. God, those that don't want to hear. God, I pray, Lord, you just bless them. Give them souls for their labor, Father. God, I thank you for all that you've done. Now, Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, as we continue to pray tonight, God, that we'll go around, Lord. And God, we'll plead the blood of Jesus, God, on some needs tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that some souls will be made right tonight, God. Lord, help us to be right with you, Father. God, we want you to hear our prayers tonight. God, we need your help, God. We need your intervention, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, we'll never question, Father, what you do in our lives. God, I pray, Lord, when things like that happen in our life, not to question you, but God, to question our lives. Where are we at with you, Father? God, is there something in our life, Lord, that is contrary to the Word of God? Lord, help us to search our hearts, search our lives, God, to be right with you. God, I want you to work in my life. I pray for Lexi, Lord, and just use her, God, for your glory. God, take her to places, God, that only you can, Father, Lord. I pray, God, you'll give her souls for her labor. Lord, I pray, Lord, she'll keep her eyes on you, Father, no matter what comes. And God, I pray, Lord, you help us to do our part, God, to, Lord, win the loss, God, at any cost. God, I thank you for all that you do. God, I lift my hands to you tonight, God, giving you praise, Father, for what you've done in my life. God, I'm full of joy tonight, knowing, God, that you brought me from the pits of hell. God, you brought me out of the miry clay. God, you set me on a solid foundation. God, I thank you for the solid rock. God, I claim, God, the blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for salvation. Now use us tonight, Lord. We love you. God, we give you all the praise, Lord. May we rob you of none. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, we come to you tonight, Lord, just thanking you, God, for your many blessings, Father. Just thank you, Lord, for our church family, dear God, how you've grown us, Father, one toward one another, dear God, and we have a love, dear God, for each other, Lord, and we can always rely on each other to pray for one another, Father. I pray, dear God, for Brother Randy and Miss Amy, dear God, you just continue to work with them, Lord, and pray for the doctors, dear God, that they would know the right way to go, dear God, to attack this cancer, dear God, that you might be healed, dear God. And I pray, dear God, you would do that, Lord. Pray, dear God, for Brother Latta, dear God, and Miss Doris, Lord, who had this surgery today, dear God. I pray, Lord, that you would give him a quick recovery, Father, that you would work there. Pray for his family members, dear God. You know the need of their lives, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to just touch there, Father. And I pray, dear God, for Brother D.R., dear God, as they're setting up this tent there in Washington, dear God, that you would just continue to work there, dear God. We know, dear God, how the devil strives every which way in the world to shut them down, dear God. But, Lord, you've worked, dear God, and you've kept those doors open, Father. And I pray, dear God, and thank you, Lord, for the ones that was saved today, dear God, as is ministering there on the streets, dear God. I thank you for them, Lord. I pray, dear God, as this service starts there, Father, that you would work, dear God, in a way, Lord, that we might see many people saved there, dear God, and that you would turn America back to you, Father, through this thing, Father. I pray, dear God, for all the others, Lord, that are here sick and afflicted, Lord, the ones that are not able to come tonight, dear God, that you would work in their hearts and in their lives, Father. I pray, dear God, that you would continue to use Brother John, Lord, and I pray, dear God, that you would work in his life, Lord, and pray for the service Sunday, Lord. If there are anyone here that's lost and don't know you, dear God, that they might get saved, Lord. Deal with their hearts, dear God. Be preparing them, Father. And pray for us as, Lord, we be prepared, dear God, to worship you, dear God. And we'll thank you for that, Lord. And I pray, dear God, for everyone else, Lord. And I pray for Brother Eddie's church, dear God, and help him, dear God, that he might get some help there with it. The ministry, Lord, I know he's needing some help there, Lord, in the with a choir director and all these things. Father, I pray, Lord, you'd send him someone to help him there in that ministry, Lord. And I pray, dear God, for our missionaries, dear God, that are out on deputation, Lord, that you keep them safe during these times, dear God, and you to open doors, dear God, and help them get their support built up, dear God, they might be on the field for you, Lord. And I just thank you, dear God, for how you're working in lives, Lord. And now the devil is fighting every which way, Lord, to shut the church down, dear God, that you're keeping it open, Father. And I thank you, dear God, for the men of God who are standing up, dear God, and defying the devil, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to just work in that, Lord. And pray pray for these churches in California, dear God, that you would give them victory, Lord, over these officials who are trying every way in the world to shut the church down, Lord. We just thank you, dear God. Pray, Lord, for Eli, dear God, and this back surgery, dear God, that he's going to be facing, dear God, that you would help the doctors there, dear God, and guide their hands, dear God. Keep him safe, Lord. Pray, dear God, that this does heal the situation with his other problem, dear God. And I pray, dear God, that you would be with Anita and Sean, dear God. And I pray, dear God, to supply the need there, Lord. Pray for Brother Sean, dear God, is in the church there, dear God, that you would help him, dear Lord. And pray for that church, dear God, that they would get a love for their pastor and their family like they need to have, Father. And I pray, dear God, that you would work there in that situation. Help us all, Lord, to draw closer to you, Father. And Lord, I've got so many loved ones, dear God, that are lost and dying and going to hell, dear God. And Lord, when you talk to them, Lord, they act like it's just a joke, dear God. But one day, Father, they're going to stand before a living Savior, dear God. And it won't be a joke anymore, dear God. But it's going to be too late, Lord. I pray, dear God, that you would deal with their hearts, Lord, that they might turn to you before it's too late, Father. Lead us and guide and direct and have your way in our heart and our life, Lord. Pray, dear God, as we go out, Lord, we could be a better witness, dear God, for you, Lord, what we are, Lord. Help us, Lord, to draw closer to you, Lord. Study your word more, dear God. Pray, Lord, you give us a heart for people, Lord. Give us a burden, dear God, for lost souls, Father. Lead us and guide and direct and have your way in our heart and our life, Lord. And pray, dear God, for each and every one here tonight, dear God, you keep us safe throughout the week, Lord. Put someone in our path, dear God, we could minister to, dear God, and lead to you, Father. And we ask all this in Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen.
Our Father, we come tonight in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, on behalf of all of these prayer requests that we've heard tonight, that's gone up from the hearts of the people of God here at Linwood Baptist Church, I know, God, that there were some unspoken requests here, Lord, of people that have things on their hearts that we just cannot feel like we can verbalize and make a verbal prayer request. But God, you know our hearts, and you know, God, what that we're faced with and what this means. And I pray, our Father, that you'll hear in heaven, and Lord, that you'll answer the prayers according to your blessed will. Now, Father, I do remember some of the requests. I remember Tom's request of this Mr. Atwood, that you'll help him tonight, Lord, that has the virus. Lord, that you'll minister to that need and bring healing to it, I pray. And then, Lord, I pray for our dear sister Amy tonight, that you'll bless her and help her, God, and heal her body, I pray. Lord, I pray that you will meet that need completely and absolutely. Lord, I pray for this dear lady in Michigan where we ministered this last week. Lord, who has the last stages of the cancer. And God, she's been so faithful to God through the years. And I pray you'll be near and dear to her and encourage her heart in the Lord today, and bless her husband that stays by her side. God, just help them and guide them, I pray. And then, Father, I want to pray for my mother tonight there in the nursing home in South Carolina, that you'll help her, Lord, as they've called hospice in her. And I just pray, God, that you'll help her and guide her and minister to that need. Lord, I pray, and I pray, God, that you'll make her comfortable until you take her home. Lord, she's ready to go. She made her call in an election sure many years ago, and she's been prepared to go, but Lord, she's ready to go now. And Lord, I just pray that you'll help her and comfort her heart, and you're keeping her here for some reason, Lord, that we don't know about, but you do, and that's all that matters. And I just pray for her. And Lord, I pray for my grandson, Eli. Lord, his name's been called a number of times tonight. And Lord, Anita asked us to pray for him, especially here in the service tonight, Lord, that God would touch him, help him, Lord. He had those wisdom teeth pulled today and cut out. And Lord, I pray that you'll bring quick healing to this and complete healing. And then, Lord, I pray as he goes through the surgery on the 30th of this month, that you'll bless him and help him and guide those surgeons' hands and those that minister to him. I pray that you'd keep him from infection and keep him from disease. And Lord, I pray that this back surgery will help this other problem that he has. Lord, it could be very life-changing to this young man. And I just pray that you'll help him. Then, Lord, I have prayed personally. We have prayed publicly for our nation tonight. I pray again for America. Lord, we love our country. God, you sure have blessed America. I know we've lost our way, Lord, and we've turned against you. We understand how that we deserve every bit of all this mess that's going on and even much more. But oh, God, have mercy on us again, Lord, I pray. Please, God, somehow I pray that you'll stop all of this rebellion. You can, Lord. All this anarchy that's going on, you can stop it, Lord. All of this Black Lives Matter junk and this Antifa junk, Lord, that's nothing but anti-God and anti-American. Oh, God, have mercy on our nation and turn us back to you. Lord, we fully understand no man can help us, Lord. No man. President Trump can't help us, Lord. Revival will not come through politics and through Washington, D.C., unless you move. And God, unless you work in hearts and change hearts and change lives. Oh, God, we call on the God of heaven to move tonight. You said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear in heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And God, do we know that if your people would turn back to you, that you would heal our land because you said you would. So dear God, help us to do that. Work a miracle, Lord. Bring revival, send revival to America. Jeremiah said, turn us that we might be turned. Oh God, turn us, I pray, and that we might be turned back to you. Help us, Lord, to find our way again and find our way to God. And I pray for the ministries of Linwood Baptist Church that you'll bless the efforts that's put forth here. Bless those who work and serve and those who give and those who pray and those who work to make this ministry successful. I pray thy blessings to be upon our pastor, that you would use him in a mighty way. I pray for our young people tonight, God, to bless them and Daniel and Jennifer as they labor with them. Lord, I pray that you would touch our young people, God. I've noticed some things that I just don't like to see with some of our young people, Lord. I know that used to be on fire for God, but now they seem to be wayward and turned away from you. Oh, touch them, dear God, and bring them back to you. Pray for the little children downstairs that you'll bless them. And Miss Becca, Lord, as she labors there, Lord, I pray that you would use those little children to grow up to love and serve you all the days of their life. Then I pray for our dear Lexi tonight, Lord, there in at Crown College, that you'll bless her. I pray you'll encourage her heart in the Lord. I pray you'll help her to study hard and apply herself. Dear God, I pray that you'll meet every need that she has. And I pray, our Father, that you would show yourself strong, Lord, and help her through these times that I know that she's facing and certainly will face, Lord. And I pray, God, that you'll just mold her life, God. And I pray, Father, that you would just help her light the soul shine. God, that you'll use her, God. Help her to prepare for what you are preparing her for. And I pray, God, that you would help her. Bless Joel and Candy, Lord, and Emily. I know it's hard for them, Lord, and I just pray you'd encourage them. Help them to see that you've got it all worked out and your plan is the best. Now, Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us. I pray, our Father, now that you'll hear these requests and work them according to your will and answer, and we'll thank you for it. Lord, once again, Lord, I pray for those that are out of fellowship with God. I think of Emily Lancaster tonight, Lord, that's broke her parents' heart and her grandparents, and Lord, she's lost her way and turned away from you. Oh, deal with her heart, Lord, there in Knoxville tonight, God, and help her to get right with God. And I pray you'd make her path rough, make her way hard, make her life miserable until she turns back to you. Thank you now, Lord, for this time together. And hear our prayer, oh God, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Father, we continue in prayer now. Lord, what a good time it's been in this house tonight, celebrating our risen Savior, Lord, not just on Easter, but every day. This is why we can pray. This is how we've seen God do things around this place over these years, Lord, and having the power of God fall here. And we thank you, Lord, it's done through prayer. It's our only hope. Lord, you've heard each prayer that has been lifted up tonight and sent up to you. I thank you for it. And so tonight, Lord, I just pray for our country. God, I pray for this revival, the D.C. awakening. Keep all the bureaucracy out of it, I pray. May there be a move of God, an anointing to rest on these preachers. Lord, we're to the point that, Lord, we're going to have to break down some of these walls that we've built over the past several years, decades. And Lord, revival's not going to come only from the Independent Baptist or the Southern Baptist or, Lord, any other doctrinally sound faith. It's going to take God's people as a whole, the blood-bought children of the living God, calling out to you, getting right with you. God, I pray that you'd use this meeting. May people converge on Washington. I pray there'd be a power that falls that we've never seen. May it make national headlines to the point that every evil network and media outlet would have to carry what God is doing. Use the airways, I pray, Lord, for good. Lord, may there be multitudes of people saved in our nation's capital, and Lord, the live stream going around the world. Bless these preachers. God bless the president, the vice president, Congress, governors, local leaders. May we repent of our sin. God, may we get right with you. I'm seeing churches die everywhere. Lord, we're just not right with you. God, help us to repent. Get our hearts and lives where we need to be. Lord, the church has got to stop looking at the clock. The church has got to stop looking, Lord, at our pocketbooks and our billfolds. We've got to stop looking at our relationships and our programs. We've got to start looking at our heart. Look into the throne of God, Lord, where our only hope is. God, have mercy, Lord, on a people that don't deserve it, and show kindness to those that haven't been kind. Help us, Lord, I pray, in these next 48 or whatever days, I pray that, Lord, You'd allow there not to be mischief that goes on. Confuse the wicked, Lord, as You did in Your Word. I remember those stories, Lord, in the Scripture where You confused the enemy, Lord. And I pray You'd do that. God, have mercy on us. Please, Lord, I pray You'd touch our church. Lord, we're praying that You'd send certain pieces to this church. We've been praying for years. We thank You for what You've done. God, we pray that You'd continue to do it. We're praying for the Lord's Day. Nothing more important that goes on in any of our lives than what will happen in this place on Sunday. May we come, Lord, and not allow the devil to interfere with what You want to do. May our hearts be bubbling over with Jesus. I pray You protect our people going into this week. God, there'd be nothing that would hinder Your Spirit from moving in a powerful way. I pray You'd show up in this place. God, shake this place. Lord, I remember times when we've seen You do things we could have never imagined here. I remember hearts that were so tender, Lord. God, it just doesn't take long for us to get hard. Help, I pray, for us to come in here Sunday, see something we've never seen, experience something we've never experienced, save some sinner Sunday. Lord, help us to hit our Sunday school goal. And God, it's not because we didn't have guests, it's because we didn't have our people here. And I pray, Father, that You'd help us this week. Get out and hit it, Lord. Lord, this isn't about a chicken or a barbecue dinner or a jump park. God, this isn't only about a competition. Those are all just things that are added to. This is about people. Lord, we're in the people business, and if we're here for anything else, Lord, we need to get that straight. Help us to reach people. Fill this building Sunday, Lord, where we'll have to find a place to put people. Lord, we'll have to set them in the window sills, open the doors, set speakers out. God, do a work. The only way it's going to happen is if we try. Help us, I pray. Give us a burden. Keep us safe as we go our way. Work in our families. We'll thank You for all You do, and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank You for being here tonight. Just go ahead and tell you now, daylight savings time.